In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I'm really happy to meet you again, my beloved children, in our subject, Approaches of Evangelism, how to help others to believe in our beliefs, to buy the truth as the Bible said, and to catch the eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we will speak about don't go too far. In any dialogue with any atheist or non-believer, you know, we need not to go too far, because this may insult others or they may reject us if we are too harsh or going too deep from the first step. But we said before that we need to make a sociable relationship, a good common ground, and to arouse their interest and to make the ball rolling in our dialogue. But also we need to be careful not to push it more than needed. I will say that one of the commonest mistakes in our missionary workshops or relationships, that we may condemn people. Don't ever say that you are wrong in this, you are living a sinful life, this is bad, this is awkward. No, wait a minute, people are not ready to listen to this, they may not accept that, and most probably they will be offended by this. And this was the common way of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even, you know, this woman who were caught in adultery, our Lord did not condemn her, although everybody was ready to stone her, but she was, very poor, and the Lord did not caught her in her sin, but he defended her. We believe that sin separates man from God, and it is destructive. But, you know, don't jump telling people this truth. Just try to help them to find out this truth, that this kind of sinful life is not the happiest life, and they cannot make a real relationship with the Lord with their sinful life. Also, you know, as if you are trying to help people to know what kind of forgiveness they need. Everybody needs this forgiveness, because everybody sometimes suffers from guilt feeling. And this guilt feeling can never be cured without the gift of forgiveness, and this gift is always related to believing God. Also, don't rush saying, I may not get another chance. No, please rely on the Holy Spirit. Don't tell others everything. Don't speak much. Just listen. Be careful. Smile at the face. Spend good time with the people. Spend time in praying. Just make the contact ready to be continued after this first meeting. But please don't think this way, I may not catch him again or see him again. Be always moderate in your dialogue, because people, you know, can easily felt unhappy with any eccentric way of discussion. With a non-Christian, we may start by the basic thing you can agree on and build on it. As we said before, you may ask about what do they think God is like, if there is God, and do not be a know-it-all person. You know, some of the servants show themselves that I know it. I know it all. I am the one who can tell you everything. This kind of personality, you know, is not accepted easily by anybody. But the humble one who can listen, smile, laugh, and speak good words, and encourage others to speak again and make the ball rolling, they are more accepted by anybody. You know, always remind yourself that there are two main groups of non-believers. One group of people who knows about Jesus, but they do not respond. But there is another group of people who lack information and do not know how to become Christians. So these two groups are different. If the group is, you know, of the type that they do not know exactly the story of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they do not know what, how to believe, how to repent, this kind of man, you can easily speak the truth and tell him the story and give him the Bible and help him to pray and push him to enjoy the love of God. But for those who know our Lord Jesus Christ, but they did not respond to this, and they ignored the Bible and the church and their religious background, they need another approach of, you know, kind of longer discussion to see the truth that they are living, you know, life without a goal, life without a meaning, life without a value, and they suffer. They may not see this kind of suffering, of fears, of phobias, of doubts, of, but with the Lord they can overcome all of this. But both groups, those who know but they did not respond, or they did not know actually, both need your friendship, love, patience, and follow-up. Both groups need everything spiritual, need the company, the good listener, the prayer, the wisdom, and the kind heart to share you the truth you believe in. So by saying don't go too far, this means don't ask about very confidential, personal aspects, because by intruding yourself inside others' life, you know they will not be happy, and they may reject the discussion, or they, after finishing the dialogue, they may not call you again or escape from you, because you introduce yourself in a bad way. Just respect the boundaries. Always respect what is respected to them. Don't go deeper in dark rooms if they are not ready to open this room now. Let them speak it out easily if they like, but don't push them to do it, because this will not help you to be loved by them. Also, you know, try always to tell these people, why don't you try praying? Just pray the way you like. Why don't you ask God, if you are there, God, why don't you answer me? Why don't you touch my heart? I need to know you. I don't want others to speak about you. Why don't you yourself speak to me? You know, by doing this, we believe that God is sharing our mission. Actually, He is the one who preached His word. He is the one who is responsible for the salvation of everybody. So definitely, God will reply and respond in the best way, and they can touch His grace. And by doing so, they will not believe because of you. They will believe God because of Him. And this is another step of approaching non-believers. Glory to God. Amen.